The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara tells us, we're learning the sugi now of Chagiga, the mitzvah simcha, which has to do with bringing the Shalmei Simcha and the Chagigas Yudalid. And the Gemara tells us that there's no choivo in bringing the Karma Chagiga. And the Gemara tells us, the Gemara adds that there's a din, the Pasuk says, Vayusa Ach Samech, this is a song we sing on Yom Tov. The mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov is Vayusa Ach Samech. And the Gemara says that Ach, which is Lechalek, we had a similar halach in the first parak in the Masechta where Ach is Mechalek, the day of Erev Pesach, and the two, half the day is also Berechomets, and half the day is not also. So over here also, Ach Lechalek tells us that half of the first day Pesach is Mechuyiv B'Simcha, half is not. What does it mean? Which half, yeah, which half not? The Laila of the first night of Yom Tov is not Mechuyiv B'Mitzvah Seyev Simcha. What does that mean? That means the Gemara explains that the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha is when you could shecht it, b'shas simcha. It means that the mitzvah is not to prepare before Yom Tov to shecht the Karban Shlomim in order to be able to eat the Karban Shlomim and be mesameach lifnei Hashem on Yom Tov. But if the shechita of the Shalmei Simcha can't be performed on Yom Tov, which is the case, if we're talking about tonight, then the shechita would have had to have been done on Erev Yom Tov. The Torah wasn't mechayiv shechita of Shalmei Simcha on Erev Yom Tov in order to be Sameach at night. Well, that's not the tzura. We'll see in a minute what that means. It's not the tzura of the mitzvah of Simcha. And therefore, there is no mitzvah of Simcha on the first night. We'll get back in Mitzvah Hashem when we try to define what exactly it means that there's no mitzvah of Simcha by night, but there is a mitzvah of Simcha by Yom, to a very basic kasha that's posed by the Shagas Hayah. The Shagas Hayah is Matmiya. There's a whole Maseches Moed Katan. Unfortunately, the halachas of Avelus, when they apply, if somebody passes away before Yom Tov, is that there is no Avelus on Yom Tov. Avelus is Nitcha. Yovei Avelus the Yochid, the Nitcha Mepnei Simcha the Rabbi. So there is no din of Avelus on Yom Tov. The halacha is that if a person is a Chmal and Tzom and Oval before Yom Tov, or if somebody passed away on Yom Tov, the Avelus does not start till afterwards. And the halacha is that includes the night of Yom Tov. Frech to Shagasai, the Gemara by Yosef Mavur, and it's brought la halacha, that there is no mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Vayisa Ach Samech is only going on the day of Yom Tov. The Chayla should be at Din Avelus by night. An Ovel gets dressed and he goes to Shul and he... There's no Din of Avelus. That's called the first night, or there should be a ninus the first night. Why is Avelus nitcha when there is no mitzvah of simcha befoil? That's a kasha the Shagasai grapples with. We'll get back to after an understanding, a better understanding of what the mitzvah of simcha is. We'll get back to a teretz, a possible mahalach. Let's go a little bit further. Taisus in Mayakotim Daf Yudal says that you see in the Gemara by us that the mitzvah of simcha be Yom Tov, mitzvah to be happy on Yom Tov. What does it mean to be happy? You could wear a t-shirt that says smile and be happy. Is that the mitzvah of simcha? You could smile. People do that for the pictures. Is that the mitzvah of simcha? Evidently not. Taisu says in Ma'ikot Daf Yudal that the mitzvah of simcha that's mavur in the Gemara by us is the mitzvah of being mesatzik v'kotshim, of eating shalmei simcha. Not only the eating, but the bringing of the shalmei simcha, and it had to be done in a zman that's mechuyiv in simcha, which is why there's no chiyuv to shecht on Erev Yom Tov in order that there should be shalmei simcha at night. It says Taisus that if bizman hazeh there are no karbonis, then there is no mitzvah simcha. I would find in the Gemara in Psochem Daf Kuftes, is a braisa in Psochem Daf Kuftes, that bizman abayis ein simcha lebabasa kotrim, lashon the Gemara over there. Later on Daf Kuftes, the braisa says bizman abayis ein simcha lebabasa kotrim. The braisa continues over there in Daf Kuftes that bizman hazeh that there is no Achshav Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin Shenema V'Yayin Yisamach Al Vavenish. Taisus understands that based on our Gemara that Simcha is related to when you can shecht and bring the Shalmei Simcha, there is no mitzvah of Simcha B'Zman Hazeh. It's only Midirabonim. This then says over there to be Oichel Bosa V'Shoyse Yayin is only Midirabonim. That's the opinion of Taisus. By the way, just as an aside, one looks at the lashon of the Gemara over there. The Gemara says Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. There's, for a number of years, there's been anonymous wine companies that have put advertisements in newspapers that there's a chiyuv gomer to be shoyse yayin, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin on Yomtiv. It's not true, because if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says that the chiyuv deraisa was be'achilas boser kotchin. Bizman hazeh, one cannot eat boser kotchin, one eats boser chulin. That should be somewhat of a mitzvah, even though it's not boser kotchin. At least, Tosfos says, you yoitza by drinking wine. Doesn't say it's a chiyuv to drink wine. So the meat companies should put in the machon, the newspapers, that the lechadchil lechor is achilas boser. If a person doesn't like to drink wine, there's certainly no mitzvah to drink wine. It's not mesameachim, there's certainly no mitzvah on Yom Tov. But in any case, that's what the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Tes. And Tosfos understands that that means that bizman hazeh, there's no din of simcha. The Rambam Masev HaMitzvah Simen Nun Daled clearly argues. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Ve'yisem Achsameach is going on all simchas. As the Gemara says over there in later on, Daf Kuf Tes, the Gemara says, what simcha? Anoshim. Chayim Adam L'Sameach Bonav Nebeitze B'Regel. Shenema V'Samachta B'Chagecho. The V'Samachta B'Chagecho stands despite the Ve'yisem Achsameach, which is going on the Pasuk Kodshim, which is not by night. If you don't know Anoshim B'Roi Lehem, Anoshim B'Roi Lehem. Anoshim B'Roi Lehem B'Yayin. Men get a feeling of simcha, a feeling of well-being in a simchadika, in a satisfied way by eating a good meal. As the famous line goes, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. B'noshim b'mai, the Gemara says over there, with new clothing. And with children, the Gemara says over there, b'klipas ve'goizim, which is why the meaning of buying an afikomen present comes from a kiyum of mitzvah simcha of buying something for the children. That there's a chiyuv gomer to buy a afikomen present is a difficult minig, especially if it's done 3-4 weeks after Pesach, when dad has a chance to go to Toys R Us. It's hard to believe that there's any other source for this minig besides for the minig of buying dvarim hamesamchim on Yom Tov itself. That would be a minig that's kashut to Chol HaMoed. So the Rambam clearly says that the mitzvah of anoshim b'roi lehem, eating well, noshim b'begodim tzivoinim, yelodim b'kloiz v'goizim, that mitzvah is nichlal in the mitzvah of simcha b'yontif. Tosfos holds that only the Rabbanon. The Chinuch also says like the Rambam. On this pasuk, the Chinuch says that there's a mitzvah anoshim b'roi lehem, noshim b'roi lehem. Look at Hilchus Yomtiv, the Rambam Hilchus Yomtiv, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin, that mitzvah saseh of simcha b'yontif is kol kol ha-simchis. The Ran and the Ritva and Sukkah point out that according to the Rambam, you mekayim this mitzvah even b'basa chulin. This that the Gemara says over there, the bizman hazeh, your yoitz in the mitzvah b'basa v'yayin is not as a din d'rabbon on the way Tosfos says. And this is the way we paskin, that there's definitely a chiyuv on Yom Tov to be b'simcha. But that chiyuv is not b'basa kotchim, it's b'basa chulin. Does that mean that there's a chiyuv gomer to eat flesh every day of Kol HaMoed? Let's hold on a second. The Shagasai in Simen Samachay says clearly that Aloch is like the Rambam. And he says, like we pointed out, that Avelus is Nidchiv in Bizman Hazeh. We don't say that Bizman Hazeh there is no mitzvah of Simcha. There's a mitzvah that says the Raisa of Simcha, of eating well, in Ksus Nikia, it says on Chol HaMoed. If a person is Oisik, or at least is involved in Chol HaMoed on a daily level in a way that does not permit simcha, if a person works, a person is a workaholic and works Chol HaMoed. Again, whether there's an isser of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed is a shayla from the seventh Moed Kotlin. We know that there's a lot of Dover Ovid, what's not Dover Ovid, one is not allowed to do, what exactly the Gedarma are complicated, because Chol HaMoed is a rather difficult miktsoy and halach the paskin lalacha. But there's certainly, even when somebody goes to work, there's certainly a mitzvah saseh of simcha that the day should have a different surah. Does it mean maybe that a person goes to work should maybe wear the begodin which show that he's Yom Tov dik? Should he wear a white shirt instead of his regular weekday levush? Ma'od yitachon. Ksus liki at the very least. A person certainly shouldn't go around in old casual clothes. There's no dress down Chol HaMoed is not a Jewish concept. Chol HaMoed is a day that a person is supposed to honor with the tzura of a yom sheyesh be simcha. And that's the halacha of Yontif Bizman Hazeh. According to Rambam, it's deraisa. According to Tosfos, it's only the Rabbanan. We paskin the Rambam that is a chiv deraisa. Now, Tosfos holds that the Inyan that's mavu in the Gemara by us, that is Simcha, which is totally in the Shalmei Simcha, which is only by day and not by night, the Rambam holds clearly, you look in the Losh of the Rambam, in Hilchos Chagiga, that there's a whole different level of Simcha. There's, besides for the mitzvah, that the day should be a day of Simcha, which might be Tolu, Kol Echad Lefi Matzavoy. Taking the children out on a Chol HaMoed trip, the Moshul, is a Kiyum HaMitzvah Simcha Yomtiv. It gives the day of it from Surah. Spending family time, going to visit family, having family visit, eating a longer meal in a leisurely way with quality time to parents and children, all that gives to the tzura of a yoim of simcha. That's for sure a kiyum of the mitzvah, same deraisa of simchas yomtiv. But the Rambam is still mechadish that there's a separate inyan of simcha with a there's a tekes. A ritual of bringing kodshim to connect the simcha of yomtiv with the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Since avodah HaYomtiv is intimately connected with the Beis HaMikdash, so when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a separate level of mitzvah simchas yomtiv to connect the simcha. Again, the mitzvah of simcha is in giving the day a different surah. There's a relaxed atmosphere, there's a happy atmosphere, everybody, there's more nedivus on the part of the parents, there's time spent with the children, all that adds to the food is different, the atmosphere is different, the spending time is different, all that adds to the davening is different, the yomtiv davening is also a kima mitzvah simcha, singing by halal, singing by a meal, all these things are a kima mitzvah simcha midaraisa. The Rambam holds that there's a different level of taking that simcha and connecting it with the avodah Beis HaMikdash by bringing a separate korban and eating separate basar kachim, in order that simcha is connected with the simcha which is in the Beis HaMikdash. You look at the Lashon of the Rambam, and the Rambam seems to say that there's a separate mitzvah, besides the having basar kachim, there's a separate mitzvah of shechting korbanos, lechvoid simchas hayomtiv. Which means that it's not just the eating of the kachim, it's not just eating, partaking, not only of choil, but partaking of kodesh, but the actual doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash would connect a person to a higher level of simcha. We don't have it, we don't know what it means. But if you're in Yerushalayim and you go to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, or you go to the Kaisel with the throngs of people visiting on Chol HaMoed, you could feel a little bit of what it means that you take your own personal simcha that you prava in your house, the mitzvah of Simchas Hayom, which you do with your family, it's primarily a family affair, you connect that with the larger simcha of Kaisel as a whole. In the Mokum, where Kaisel comes together as a whole in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, by the Kaisel, by Simchas Beis HaShoeva, all that adds to the atmosphere of the simcha going to a higher level, going to a higher place. There's a famous the diuk in the Lashon Ram. It's interesting. There was Rav Shach Zatzal in the Sefer Avyez. He wrote Tarichus on this inyan that besides for eating basar kachim, there's a separate inyan of zvich of doing an avoida of plugging into Simchas Achad by doing avoidas Beis HaMikdash, by specifically bringing a korban l'shem Simchas Yomtiv. And the Chaznish felt that there was no such inyan. The Chaznish argued on Avyezri. At one point, Rav Shach took out the Shtikl Torah because the Chaznish should argue on him. Later on, the Rav Shach found that G'dele Echrenim were Magdin, and there's a Tzlach in Chagiga, there's a Baruch Tam in Chagiga. They also talk this Sprach, that according to the Rambam, not only is there a mitzvah of eating basar kachim, there's a separate mitzvah of doing avoida of Shchitas Shalmei Simcha in order to connect the simcha that one feels a yomtiv with avoida bebeis hamikdash. Like we're saying in the Rambam, there's the simcha that one does, the maaseh simcha that one does by eating kachim, or on a higher level of doing avoida bebeis hamikdash or bring the Shalmei Simcha, and then there's the fact that the day itself is a yom shel simcha. And Reb Chaim Brisker used such a concept to be miyashiv the Shagasai's kasha that we started with. What was the kasha? The kasha was that if the Gemara says by us that Avelus is a chiv deraisa, mitzvah of simcha is only a chiv deraisa, beyond rishon of yomtiv, not belaila, because there's no shalmi simcha, then why is Avelus nitcha, and Avelus falls off, all the dinim of Avelus fall off, even the first night of yomtiv? Rav Chaim Brisker explained that you can't split the day into two as far as the nature of the day is concerned. If the day is a Yoyim Shel Simcha, it's a Yoyim of Simcha by night. There's no two different things. Mikroi Kodesh means the whole day is called Kodesh. If it's a Yoyim Shel Simcha, the whole day has in it the character of being a Yoyim Shel Simcha, and a Yid is Mechuyiv to live that way. No Mashal is Halacha. That because there's a Chiv of Simcha on Yom Tiv, there's an Issa Tainis. There's an Issa Tainis. And on Rosh Hashanah, the Mordechai brings in Rosh Hashanah B'Shem Rav Nachman Goyim that Tainis, one is not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's a Din Simcha. Now, there is no Chiyuv to eat meat. There's no Din of Shalmei Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. It's a Din Davka B'Shalosh V'Golem. What is the nature of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? We're not so big into Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, but there's certainly a Tzura of the day that the day is a Yom Tif. The day is the day that we honor by, like the Chazal say, Mikroi Kodesh means Pasnoki, Ksusnoki, there's definitely we clean our house. We conduct ourselves differently on Rosh Hashanah. It's not just the Yom Adin, but it's a Yom Tov. And if it's a Yom Tov, it's a Yom Shel Simcha. So what that means is that there are certain Nihugim, there are certain rituals of Simcha that we don't do on Rosh Hashanah. There is no mitzvah to bring Shalmei Simcha. There's no mitzvah Alila Regel. There's no mitzvah to be Sameach Lefnei Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. But there is a din to make the day into a day of Simcha. Tainis makes the day into a day of the opposite of Simcha. Therefore, one is not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So what we're saying is that even though the ritual part of Simcha Sachag, the Avodah Beis Hamikdash, which was done to bring the Simcha of Avodah Beis Hamikdash into everybody's house by shechting the karbonis, bringing the carbon into one's house and eating Basar Kachor on Yom Tov, that is no mitzvah, the night of Yom Tov. But the etzem character of the day, that the Yom Shel Simcha, one is mechuyiv to honor it as such, is definitely true of the Melech. There's no Avelus. The Avelus has to do with the nature of the day itself. Whether, there's another interesting point which is telling this, whether women are mechuyiv in Simchas Yom Tov. Let's say a woman is not in the mood. Her emotional state she's not interested in plugging into Simchas Yom Tov. Is her husband only mechuyiv in Simchas Yom Tov? There's a discussion of the Rishonim that seems to be according to the Rambam, the Ravid. The Rambam seems to learn from the fact that the Ravid seems to learn from the fact that Shalmei Simcha is a chiyuv that's incumbent on men, that the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov is also not a chiyuv on women. Same way, there's no chiyuv, separate chiyuv on women to bring karbonis. One could argue and say this, the Rishonim they hold away, that there's a mitzvah of women to also have karbonis brought to them. But if not, then that would tell us that there is no mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov for women. On the other hand, if we say the way we're saying in the Rambam, then it could be that the ritualistic part of Avodas Beis Hamikdash, which is incumbent on men, that there is no mitzvah on Yom Tov. Masha'enken, the nature of the day itself is a chiyuv that's incumbent on women, where a woman would also have to dress differently and she would have to eat differently on Yom Tov. Again, what's negated to mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov and any Yom Tov that we spoke about a few days ago, biyachas to Rav Kivega, a woman's mechuyiv, if a woman is mechuyiv to eat a suda on Yom Tov, we're not going to go back on that. But as far as the essential character of the day, and that's why the halacha is that avelus is nitcha not only for men, but it's nitcha for women also on Yom Tov. Because the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is incumbent on women also. The other way of understanding this halacha is that the men, the husband is mechuyiv, that's certainly true on a psychological level, the husband is mechuyiv to create the atmosphere at home, as far as Yom Tov is concerned. The Simchas Yom Tov, which is brought home from Shul, brought home from Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, brought home by the mitzvahs of the day, a husband is mechuyiv to bring that on a practical level to his wife and children by being mesameach them in ways that they could appreciate. If it's begadim tzivonim, if it's flowers for the woman of the house, if it's toys and prizes and treats for children, whatever the oifin of being mesameach those around one is, that would be the essential mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. The Yireim, who's another one of the many mitzvahs, counts two mitzvahs, mitzvah Kuf Chavav and Kuf Chav Zayin of Simcha Yom Tov. And he says like this, mitzvahs asay, sheyismuchu Yisrael begimul regalim. That's one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for Yidin to be misamech gimul regalim. Then there's another mitzvah, tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu lismoyach ulisameach b'moyadim. There's a mitzvah to be happy and to make others happy. Brings to mind the Rambam says the Gabi Purim that the real mitzvah of Purim is
is Matanus Lavyayim. The Rambam says somebody is not Mahadur in Matanus Lavyayim, but is Mahadur in the Suda, then what he's showing is that the Suda is not Suda, is not Simchas Hashem, it's Simchas Milui Kreisoy. If one could worry about his own happiness and not worry about filling up others with happiness, to be some Nisamech, those around him, like the Rambam says over there, Amonis, Yisrael, those that are less unfortunate than oneself, there's a separate mitzvah being Samech. If the day is a day that should be B'simcha, then it's not only my being happy, it's my giving honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making the day into a Yom Shel Simcha for those around me. If I don't care about the level of Simcha for those around me, then I'm showing I'm not really caring about the character of the day. I'm caring about my own happiness. But I'm not caring about making this day an uplifted day for Yidden around me. So that's the Urain puts that as two separate mitzvahs. That's the same idea. There's the act of praving Simcha, which is the ritualistic part, the long davening, the halal, the Simchas Beis HaSheva, the bringing Bizman Abayis, bringing the carbon, shechting the carbon, and eating the carbon. And then there's giving whatever is necessary to the day to give it a tsura of a Yoyim Shel Simcha. And that's why there's no Avelis, like we said. So those are the two essential Chiyuve Simcha, according to the Rambam, like we said, that the day itself of the Yoyim Shel Simcha is Dairaisa. The more ritualistic part, the doing of acts of Simcha, I answer that's only with the Rabban Bizman Azeh. Because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Or maybe Basa Kachim is not the Rabban, is we don't have. But the Chiyuv of Iachilas Basa V'yayin, according to the Rambam, is Dairaisa. It's only according to Taisa. We don't pass in that way, that the whole Chiyuv Simcha is with their body. Even according to Taisus, there's a chiv mikroi kodesh to honor a day of Yom Tov, even the days of Chol Hamoed, like we said, b'ksus nikiyo, to somewhat upgrade one's level, not to grab a sandwich on the run and to wear the regular clothing that he wears to work, but to honor the day, that the day should look as if it has a tzuvah. That's the din of kibud Yom Tov, of calling it a mikroi kodesh. It's not a din of simcha. Besides for that, there's a separate mitzvah of simchas Yom Tov, which according to the Rambam, like we said, is a mitzvah say, midrash.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.